Sia, with 1 plus 1 is whatever you want it
is
to be.
Is it 1 plus 1 or 1 by 1?
1 plus 1, 1 by 1, whichever.
It's
I don't
not
know.
The
My
same.
Eyes.
One is multiplications, the other one is additions.
Okay, 1 by 1.
Thank
then.
You. Yeah. Thank you. You
1 by 1 is 1. One.
Yeah, and 1 plus 1 is?
Is whatever you want it to be. If you guys want it to be 3,000, it can be 3,000.
You know, it should add up to 98.4 capital.
Capital FM, exactly.
That's what it should do.
Yeah, and it's jamming on the jam, one by one. We are going one by one to jamming on the jam right here. On your best mix of music, 98.4 capital. We are joined by two ladies in the studio. The third one has not been here for a while, so there's no need to talk about her. Jun Gashui, you've been here.
Hi, too.
But I'm going to start this question by just asking both of them a simple question, as we always ask, and we just need a very simple answer. Who are you?
I was wishing for like a deep...
Yeah, right, as deep as it's going to get.
I am Alice Kimanzi. I am a singer, a songwriter, a wife, a mother. Yeah.
See how...
the
deep
order.
Okay, now when you put it like that, yeah.
A Kenyan.
You know. Huh? Yes.
A beautiful human. A Rasta, a beautiful human being. An entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many ways.
I mean, it's such a simple question, but it opens up.
It really does.
Karibu sana.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you.
I don't even know how to express my gratitude. Thank you.
Oh, stop. This is easy. You know, as guys are like, just come sing for us, please. And then you say yes.
Yeah. You know, so when you see June's phone call, eh? You pick it quickly. Like, hello?
Yes, huh? Were you trying to call me? Am I?
You guys actually pick a phone call.
Yeah, see, the priorities I have in
different Okay, so there's someone else here. You know, in African homes, you were told, Kikuja na mgeni.
I introduce.
Who are you?
My name is Esther Mora. I'm actually here accompanying Alice. Yeah.
You're playing the guitar.
Oh, yeah, I'm playing the guitar for her.
Yeah.
She sings, she writes songs, she MDs, she plays keys.
MD?
She's like
music director.
Oh.
Managing director of the keyboard and the band.
Super gifted young lady.
Fantastic. Now that you're here, the number of people who have shown up just from out of the woodworks, especially from your people, Poggy Donga has come. Anakuja kuimba. Tunaomba leo.
Oh my God.
Tunaomba leo.
Is he your relative? Is he your relative? He is called Poggy Donga. His full names are
Peter Ndonga Mwiti.
No.
You see, I always say
Mbiti. Actually, his name is Mbiti.
Poggy, try any Mukaba who enters here. He's like, they are my relative.
Yeah.
I know them from Shanks.
Totally pleasant. Yes.
Yeah. But yes. Here, I'm in Gia studio. Physically, she's here. Thank you.
Sasa kitu nataka. To see waste time to imbe. Ama.
Let's do it. Alice Kimanzi in studio for Jamming in the Jam.
We're about to go live. So excited. I just get
praises rise from the inside of me. May you delight in the inside of me. Come fill my life from the inside of me. Set me on fire from the inside, from the inside of me. 'Cause all I want is for you.
It's for you to be glorified, you to be lifted high.
All I want is for you.
It's for you to be glorified, you to be lifted high.
Oh, I be lifted high.
Be lifted high.
Let praises rise, yeah.
Sipande,
from the today, Lord. Hey, Nikubambe, Nikubambe, Nikubambe from the inside. Me, come fill my heart. From the inside of me, set me on fire. From the inside of me, kitu kimoja ninachokitaka.
It's for you to be glorified, you to be lifted.
Kitu kimoja ninachokitaka, maisha ni Mungu.
So what was that, the name of that song?
That is a cover song called Let Praises Rise. I did a cover for it a few years ago.
Did you say a cover?
It's a cover.
Oh, wow.
She has owned the song, right?
Did you hear the harmonies?
I mean, I heard them.
They just... What we are going to do now, because I'm very confused right now, I can say Jesus.
Yes. Praise
better.
You.
Wow. You better say it.
Angela, please come. Let's do the business season. We'll come back and find out where all this talent came from. How it just showed up. If you just sat down one day and woke up like, oh,
what is that? What is that right before the wah, wah, wah?
What was that? June, I don't know. It's a spirit.
He never admits that he doesn't know. You see what you have done here? The secret. Oh, my God.
The secret has come in. Gonna go into the business. Come back. This is The Jam on 98.4 Capital FM. We are jamming on The Jams. Tune in right now, guys. Tell your friends as well. This is a fantastic one. We'll be blessed, my friends. Let's go into the business news and then we'll be back with some more music.
The best mix of music. 98.4 Capital FM.
We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise. For you alone deserve it, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Your name has power none can contain. Your name's authority runs to my defense. Your name gives us victory again and again. Your name is Yahweh. Yahweh is your name.
Yeah.
just beautiful. Alice Kimanzi featuring B-E-T-U. How do you pronounce that?
Bethu.
Yeah,
like Bethuel, but Bethu.
Bethu. Mm. I was about to say Bethu. No, this is South African in accent of mine. But yeah, we're jamming on the jam with Alice Kimanzi here on 98.4 Capital FM. This is the jam with June Gashui.
Martin Karaoke. And we are so excited to have you in studio. So let's have a conversation.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Let's do it.
Okay, so me, the first question, I've been wondering. Oh. And I want guidance. I want to know which prayer to pray.
Oh.
I was saying here, the path of like, as a musician myself,
yes,
and you know, you'll hear why he's laughing. I mean, meona bwana yako, yeah, kushiko mwana muziki pia,
like
a producer. I just want to know, what prayer did you pray? Because I feel like this is my calling. What should I do, Alice? Was that something that even, is it music that brought you guys together?
It is, actually.
Okay,
we
what's
met,
the story?
Yeah. We met at, I had just finished high school.
Okay.
Like the year I finished high school, not the next year, like I just finished my KCSE.
Yes.
I participated in a talent search.
Okay.
And he was one of the judges.
Who is this? Hey. You guys mentioned, yeah.
Oh, Gidi. His name is Gidi.
Gidon
Kimanzi.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Did you win? Did you win this talent search?
No, I didn't win.
No, that is fair. That's a good answer. Because had you won,
oh my gosh. We had so many talented people.
Yeah.
I met a lot of talented people there.
Yeah.
I met Kanji as well.
Okay.
And we became friends for, I think, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the third year, now he started being sweet on me.
Hey.
So it didn't happen immediately.
I'm trying to make. Okay. So I have to wait. Is this what you're telling me? I have to go through my sort of contact list.
I wish I had a formula.
It's not that your talent round.
You've been waiting for how long?
No, I haven't actually. It wasn't a thing I was looking for, Kitambo. Now I'm just like, man, after this heat, it's going to get cold. You know, this is where my head is.
You had 3 years of friendship, eh?
Okay. Yeah, 3 years of friendship, and then it started being a relationship.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. And so you work together, obviously. Does he produce your tracks, or
do you
keep that separate?
No, it's very hard to keep it separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we do everything together. We write together.
Yeah.
Produce music together. Yeah, I'm very blessed.
No,
it's honestly a great
match.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that's why I wanted to ask.
Can we? How did it start? How did your musical journey start?
Yeah.
Was it a
was it that talent show actually?
Was it a talent show, or did it start in at
I
home?
Think so, yeah,
singing for the visitors when they come.
Yes, all that.
Yeah,
I started singing when I was, I think, four years old. Mm-hmm. I was in the children's choir in Nairobi Baptist. I grew up in Bapo.
Yeah,
and they have a lot of youth-oriented programs. Mm. So. Kind of just bring out talents from young people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for Bapo. Oh. And I think also the talent search really helped to meet Gidi, producers like Kanji.
Mm-hmm.
They really helped me. They really put a foundation for my music. I think also church. Mm-hmm. I grew my talent at church.
Mm-hmm.
Singing every week is not a waste of time.
Yes.
It's practice.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's learning the vocabulary. Is what I keep saying.
It's learning how to be on stage.
Yes.
It's learning how to respond to the audience.
Correct.
It's a school in itself. Yeah.
You better preach. Let me tell you. I have so many pet peeves, right? Because I think every time I feel like this, I think, oh nimezeka. But this is my thing, and I think we've had this conversation with Mora and a few other people, where I truly believe, and it could be when we started doing music, that you have to go through the process. You have to do the work.
Yes.
You have to learn the vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
You have to listen to music of people who came before you
mm-hmm.
to understand, because otherwise we'll think like my song is the newest song, and it's not. Oh. It's actually chord progressions or roots from already existing
exactly.
music
yes,
that
yes.
have now been, you know, they've inspired us to build on them.
Mm.
And so I mean, from your answer, I think you are of the same school of thought as I am, so we are the same age, mate.
Yes.
But we are young at hearts. But I really genuinely believe that you have to do the work.
Yeah, it's important.
And I guess you are do you describe yourself as a gospel musician? Is this the title?
I do.
You do.
Yes, I
do. What is the difference? We've had people come and tell us I'm an inspirational music person, but I like God, you know?
I really don't know what to say about that. Maybe I just speak on my
Yeah, your how why you describe yourself like that.
I feel very fulfilled.
Yes.
I feel very fulfilled when I write music for church. Mm-hmm. I feel fulfilled when I lead worship. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's the reason why. And it's what then inspires you to write your music.
Yeah.
Do you write from a place of this is what I've gone through, or is it just I need to encourage people? What's your process
when you're writing? It's all of them, but mostly yes, what I go through. In fact, the song that we're going to do after, it came from a life experience.
Yes.
And it's a place where you're vulnerable because you're putting your life out there.
Yes.
You're putting your where you are at in life and pouring your heart out in your music.
Yes.
But
does that scare you sometimes?
It does. Yeah. It really does. But I'm an artist. I need to express what I'm feeling to release it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that completely. Completely. Yeah. Okay. So we are in studio with Alice Kimanzi for Jamming on the Jam right here on 98.4 Capital FM. If you have questions for her, please let us know at the Jam 984. The hashtag is Drive Out. And of course, Jamming on the Jam. Our WhatsApp line, I think, is still alive. Yes. 0701-984-984. Let us know if you'd like her to sing you a special song, or if you have something that you've always wanted to ask Alice. Do we have time for a song?
No. We have time for songs after this. The news and the sports are coming up right now.
Okay.
We're gonna do that. And guys, remember, please keep on sending those quotes and memories of your time when you're watching wrestling. Interesting stuff going on Twitter. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
I also have a friend. Can I just read his message? I have a friend who likes me. He really likes me. His name is Ben Githuka. And he says, Junkashui, I love you so much. Wow.
Is that it?
No. I was just pausing for effect. Everything about you, your French accent, I die. You are my favorite advocate. Have I done work for you? I'm listening all afternoon, every day. Thank you so much, Ben. That's so happy.
All right. Thank you, Ben. We appreciate your
message. He has helped you say the things you don't tell me.
It's time for the news headlines and the sport, and then we are moving on. Ben, come here and take her.
Rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.
With a desolate and thirsty soul, I come to the throne of my Master. With my worship as a sweet perfume, I come to the feet of my Father. Yeah. With a broken and a contrite heart, I come to the flames of your altar. I offer my failures, all of my triumphs. Oh my Lord, take it all. I'm trading my ashes, ashes for beauty. Oh my Lord, beauty of your glory. You care for my heart, you care for my soul. You carry the cross that was meant for me, Lord. I give you my heart, I give you my soul. And all that I am, I surrender it all. Surrender it all. Surrender it all. Surrender it all. In times of trouble and in times of need, I am aware of your presence. Yeah. When my hope is like a dying flame, I am aware of your great love, Lord. And in my weakness, yes, I will rejoice, 'cause I am aware of your power. I surrender my fears in this valley. Oh, my Lord, take control. I give you this mountain standing before me. Oh, my Lord, take it all. You care for my heart, you care for my soul, you carry the cross that was meant for me, Lord. I give you my heart, I give you my soul, and all that I am, I surrender it all.
Just brilliant. That is fantastic.
It is indeed. I'm so happy. I feel like we're in church. I feel like those of you who didn't go on Sunday, this is your chance.
We're jamming on the jam with Alice Kimanzi, June Gashui, Martin Karaoke.
And of course, Esther Mora on voice and keys, and guitar as well.
Yeah.
So good. Alice, you just released a song a few weeks ago.
Did I see?
Like, Yesu.
Yesu Wangu.
Yes. Tell us about that song.
Okay, that song is actually two songs in one.
It's two songs.
Yeah.
Okay, girl. How does one do? It's one plus one.
I know it's all giddy because I had skeletal ideas.
Yes.
Of a Chakacha track.
Okay.
And a Seben track.
Yes.
And then one day he was like, let's put them together. I was like, no, it's not gonna work. And then listening over and over, I was like, you are onto something.
So
yeah.
Seben and Chakacha, we call it what?
I know. Chakabe. Let's not call it. No.
We are for making new names here, man. No. You know, our good friend Tetu came and he said, I think like the new sound now is Roomba Trap. So he came up with like a new title. So I think we should. What do you think, Mona?
Yes.
Chakaben.
Yeah, Chakaben.
Yeah, Chakaben.
Or Ben Chaka, whichever.
Sepchaka. You are the first writer on 98.4 Capital.
It's up to you. If you don't get to know what it is, Siaka. It's all up to you.
But of course, we are listening to the wonderful Alice Kimanzi in studio, who's come through for Jamming on the Jam. You've got a few fans who are saying, you know, beautiful voice. So let me read out some of the messages. Bugo, who's I'm That Chick on Twitter, says she has to sing a song that she has heard in a wedding environment.
Oh, no.
She's at least I'll get to hear it live and not in a wedding environment. What is a wedding environment, Bugo? Me, I don't understand. But receive the beautiful voice comment.
Thank you.
Also, we have Korir Lenny who says, Msalimie. Do you know Lenny?
No.
Definitely, yes. He's a good friend from back in the day. Salimika.
Waredi has brought up a very excellent point here. Says, yes. Why can't June Gashui do a collabo with Alice Kimanzi? So
Waredi, umetuma na nani wewe?
I'll give you guys exactly, let's see, 46 seconds to come up with a collabo.
Wow.
because we are going in to pay some bills. And then when I come back, there will be a collab already. This is what happens in here.
Okay.
The juices have to be ready and ready to go, guys.
Okay.
Your spirit has to be in there.
Rababoshe
we have to be ready to sing and praise and be happy today. Can I get an amen?
You have received it. Amen. Hallelujah.
So I'll give you another 10 seconds to ask a question and think about
the
it.
Bills, I have to consult you.
Right, jamming on the jam, Alice Kimanzi, please talk to us. Let us know if you have any questions, if you want to say hi at the Jam 94, the hashtag is driveout. And of course, you can WhatsApp us 0701-984-984.
Picture getting the best sports seats in the house from F1, NBA, football, UFC, and so much more. Or watching even more of your favorite shows. And more entertainment for the kids. Upgrade your DStv package and we'll step you up to the next highest package at no extra cost. If you have DStv access, pay for family and get compact. If you have DStv family, pay for compact and get compact plus. And if you have DStv compact, pay for compact plus and get premium. Usiwachwe nyuma. Download my DStv app or dial *423# to upgrade and step up.
The best mix of music. 98.4 Capital FM.
All right, we are jamming on the jam. Alice Kimanzi, June Gashui here, about to go on to a small, collabo. Courtesy of Oharedi, thank you so much. Remember, talk to us at the Jam 94. The hashtag is driveout. You can tell us what you want to listen to, where you're listening to us from, of course. And also, you can WhatsApp us 0701-984-984. 90.4 Capital FM. Straight in. We are going in right now. I can see people are using their hands. There's a lot of action going on in here. We are ready to go. Are we ready, ladies? Are we ready? Yeah? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, that's a 1, 2, 3, hashtag, go.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
That's all he paid for, so. Collabo right here. We're dropping that next week, ladies and gentlemen, on all the Spotify, on the crowds, on the sounds, on the streaming platforms. Hallelujah.
As the producer of that track right here, I have to say that was fantastic, ladies. I expect some more from you guys. An EP of sorts. No pressure for an album.
There's a till number. In fact, we want to say that
984-984 account is Capital FM. Send it.
No, but this segues into my next question for you, Alice. How has it been earning a living? And this is what you do. This is your profession, correct?
Yes.
Do you find that and you may not have the let me ask, do you have the secular music business experience? Has that something that you've been something that you tried?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's not a bad thing. Yes. It's not a bad thing. But I wonder how has the business side of being a gospel worship music entrepreneur been?
Before the pandemic, I was comfortable.
Yes.
Like I would literally have to set aside a Sunday just to go to church with my husband.
Yes.
Because I'd have rehearsals through the week and concert on Friday or Saturday or worship night and this and that. I was comfortable. But after the pandemic, still recovering.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for those listening, what are the, shall I call them services? What are the musical services that we can get from Alice Kimanzi?
I lead worship.
Okay.
I lead worship.
So if you I are love it. You are a church pastor, like I want sure, you to yes. be very specific because I don't know that all our listeners know.
I do. Yes. I have done a lot of youth concerts.
Yes.
So gigs, concert, church gigs.
Okay.
I do those.
So they sell tickets. People come,
yes,
and you get at least you and your band can get some.
Yes, even if they don't sell tickets, yes. there is a contract.
There's some sort of contract yes, with yeah. some. Okay, yes. money.
Mm-hmm. It's important,
girl. yes. What else? What yeah. else do you? What else is on the list of services?
Okay, I have done quite a few ads.
Mm-hmm.
Because of my husband.
Yes,
he has thrown those my way. What else have I done? I can't think of anything else.
Okay, so
and of course my music online.
Also, yeah. so streaming platforms. Yeah. Is it everywhere? Where can we
everywhere?
Get? Okay,
everywhere.
All the streamings.
All of and the downloads. All of the downloads.
Okay, so if you're not yeah. following Alice Kimanzi right now, mm-hmm. get out your phone, stop what you're doing, put the car on pause or brake or whatever it is on neutral, and follow her on all the social media platforms.
Alice Kimanzi on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube.
Yes.
On Twitter is Alice Kimanzi 254.
254.
Yeah.
And you can also stream her music
yes.
on pretty much all the
all
platforms.
Online platforms.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. When we come back, I have some more questions for you. But for now,
where are we going?
We are going to go
sing.
To sing a song.
Yeah.
Which is the next song you'd like to perform for us?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a song called Nitamgoja Bwana. It's from okay. my first album.
Nice.
Yeah, here we go.
It's a throwback.
It's
what year was that? What year was that? Your first album. What year was it?
No.
Tell the people. What year was it?
It was just a few years ago.
Thanks.
Just a few years ago.
Was it before mine? Mine is 5 years old this year. Was it before mine?
It was a few years ago.
Alianza akiwa mutoto sana. It's okay.
After the new constitution. So it's a few years ago. So
also,
fine.
Alice, we're like 25.
Yeah.
So even if it is like 8 years
yes.
ago, it's only like...
It's only
you know
like,
what I'm saying?
You know, you started singing when you were four. So you're 12
I mean.
Now. So it's fine.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Na hata
let's just sing.
Namgoja.
Wale wangojao watawapa nguvu mpya watapa watapa wale wangojao watawapa nguvu mpya watapa watapa hey sisi tumgojao atatupa nguvu mpya tutapa tutapa oh sisi tumgojao atatupa nguvu mpya tutapa tutapa nitamgoja Bwana wakati wa raha usiku mchana sitamuacha nitamgoja Bwana wakati wa shida nitamkimbilia ngome imara nitamgoja Bwana wakati wa raha usiku mchana sitamuacha nitamgoja Bwana wakati wa shida nitamkimbilia ngome imara ni mwingi wa rehema mejawa na upendo ndo mwenye baraka ni Bwana wangu yeye ndiye mwanzo tena ndiye mwisho Alpha na Omega Oh, ni mwingi wa rehema mejawa na upendo ndo mwenye baraka ni Bwana wangu yeye ndiye mwanzo tena ndiye mwisho Alpha na Omega nitamgojea nitamgoja Bwana wakati wa raha usiku mchana sitamuacha nitamgoja Bwana wakati wa shida nitamkimbilia ngome imara nitamgoja Bwana wakati wa raha usiku mchana sitamuacha nitamgoja Bwana wakati wa shida nitamkimbilia ngome imara nimeshamua mishakata kauli liwe liwalo
sitamuacha tamsifu Bwana kwa wote wangu moyo, maana naelewa alikonitoa. Oh, usiku mchana sitamuacha, nitamngoja Bwana wakati wa shida, nitamkimbilia ngome imara. Nitamngoja Bwana wakati wa raha, usiku mchana sitamuacha, nitamngoja Bwana wakati wa shida, nitamkimbilia ngome imara.
I will wait on you, Lord. Hey, a little bit longer, a little bit longer. Hey, oh.
Yo, Alice Kimanzi, jamming on the jam. Julia Shui, Martin Karaoke, 98.4 Capital FM. That is beautiful, fantastic.
Indeed. A message here from Deno Jabali. He says, Salimia Alice Sana. I'm loving all these acoustic jams.
Thanks, Deno.
So I have a question. Do we have time for a question?
Yes.
Okay. What is your... So I and correct me if I'm wrong. For me, gospel is a message.
Uh-huh.
But it can be shared... It can be preached, it can be told through various means, mediums.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say your genre of music is?
Hey.
Like, what would you describe your style?
My genre?
Yeah. Because the message is gospel, right? So we have hip-hop gospel, we have like R&B gospel, we have, you know, new soul gospel, we have... You know, gospel, like back in the day.
What's the Kenyan one?
But what is it? What do you sort of gravitate to?
Kanyagi Alami.
The Kenyan one.
Yeah, maybe.
Kenyan one.
It's a new school. But then,
there's language. So you have Swahili, you have English. Mm. You I love how you interplay with the two. We just established me and my Swahili is outside the window, but I can understand what you are singing.
Yeah.
What would you say your genre is? Are you more?
I think I'm a mix.
I'm
a mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I like the Afro. What's it called? The Afro
fusion.
Mm-hmm. I like the Seben. I like the R&B. Yeah. Even in my worship, I think I'm just a mix.
So your genre is range.
Is range
very wide range.
I need you in my life to finish my sentences because you're helping me.
Yeah, because then I always think it's sad for me how like it gets lost, because I think like there's so many different ways, because for me if I hear I don't know, if I hear a reggae artist doing gospel music, so in my mind I'm like, is this gospel or is this reggae? And it shouldn't be. It should be the message is about Christ and it's gospel. But the way he has told the story and he's shared his messages through reggae, right?
But let me just say, I love Seben. I love Seben Chakacha. Just keep it there.
Okay. Any day.
So the
Yeswangu sort of vibe.
I will do Chakacha. I will do Seben.
We're going to hear more of that coming through.
Siaka. So one quick question about music. Basically, are you giving back? Are you training young artists musically, or?
I think what I am offering is guidance to upcoming artists.
Mentoring.
But mentorship is a big word, but let's use it. Yes, so I am mentoring a few upcoming artists, just being there for them and showing them the ropes. And I'm just there to answer any questions that they may have, and also just incorporating them in my gigs and whatever engagements I have.
What's been the biggest, I'll ask you two big things, your most difficult lesson that you learned on this musical journey in this space.
Yes.
And your, other than marrying, you know, your most rewarding.
Your most difficult and your most rewarding. I think my most difficult is my health.
Mm-hmm.
I have allergies, like
same was that.
genetic things really mess me up, and I know when people hear that I'm married to a producer, they're like, you should release a song every month.
Yes,
but allergies are really like a thorn in the flesh for me. I have to seriously warm up. Even just before coming here, I had to thoroughly warm up my voice and get it prepared. The rewards, I think, are just hearing people sing my songs in church. Mm. It, I don't know how to explain how it makes me feel.
Yeah,
it makes me feel like I'm doing something important and doing something right and being a blessing to my generation.
You certainly are. You certainly are.
What's the biggest audience you've ever performed in front of? Do you have a number?
There's a time we'd gone to New Zealand and
I'm sorry.
You see?
I'm sorry.
She was so humble.
Where was I?
Actually, I don't even know where this came from.
wait. At the beginning, she was
outside
like,
of Kenya.
I don't know. I just perform. I'm not really that big on issue. Then the question comes, biggest audience. We went to Hobbit
where
Land.
Where all blacks come from?
Lord of the Rings. the end of the world. And then,
okay, we were a group. We were with Noel Derito, Stella Carreo, his wife. We were a group. Mm. And we went to New Zealand. I think, was it Auckland?
Yeah.
Ooh, and the blues.
That place was so packed. It was so packed. And so many people came to Christ.
Yeah.
It was like they were ready. Yeah. They were just ready. They just needed someone to come and lead them to the presence of the Lord. They were so ready. And they don't dance off beat, those guys.
They don't. They dance before every rugby game.
They have Maoris. We've seen them.
Haka.
Yeah, expecting them to go off beat, but they were like ready. Give us more. We are thirsty for this. I think that's the biggest. That's the biggest audience.
So let's imagine this is New Zealand. And let's do one song.
wait.
Let's do one song.
Keep New Zealand style. Keep Auckland style.
Yes.
Okay.
Naifa sifa na utukufu. Aliyevikwa na utakatifu
ndiye Mungu wetu
amejawa na ukarimu tena yeye ni tabibu
ndiye Mungu wetu
mwenye fadhili na rehema baraka na neema
ndiye Mungu wetu
chemi ya wema Bwana Yesu asifiwe
leo asifiwe sasa asifiwe hapa asifiwe
atutiae nguvu ashikiliae mbingu
ndiye Mungu wetu
atutiae nguvu kati ya mvua kwa mawingu
ndiye Mungu wetu
rafiki wa karibu nguvu zake mdhaifu
ndiye Mungu wetu
tegemeo letu Mungu wa miungu asifiwe
asifiwe leo
asifiwe hapa Bwana Yesu asifiwe asifiwe sasa Bwana Yesu asifiwe
asifiwe
hapa Bwana Yesu asifiwe
asifiwe sasa asifiwe hapa
Nini mayaruka kama ndama kwa uwepo wako angaza itangaza kazi ya mikono yako haulinganishwi haufananishwi wewe wa pekee yeah. Bwana Yesu asifiwe
Asifiwe hapa
Bwana Yesu asifiwe asifiwe hapa, asifiwe hapa. Bwana Yesu asifiwe,
asifiwe leo,
asifiwe sasa, asifiwe hapa, asifiwe.
Fantastic. That was just awesome. That's how you close it. That's how you close
so
the
good.
Jam.
Oh my goodness. One more love note for you here, Alice from Koi. She says, Alice, we need an acoustic album, please. You sound so
thanks,
good.
Or a live album.
Yeah, you can do it here. It's fine. Yeah. We'll just be here humming along. Thank you so much for sharing your afternoon with us.
My pleasure.
For all of you who tuned in, for your messages, please, please, please go follow Alice Kimanzi and let the blessings continue to fall down. May COVID disappear. May more concerts come. May all the good things come and pay this girl her money. Okay?
Pay her money.
May
all the good feelings you're feeling right now carry on through the rest of your life. And may you be blessed by this amazing music. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Alice, for coming through. That was such a beautiful... June, thank you.
You're welcome.
You always introduce me to the most beautiful human being.
Imagine we are on ambition.
Ambition to help you. Right now, it's time for the news. We've got another beautiful human being.
We do indeed.
And you said she's called what?
She's called the Messenger of God.
The Messenger
Her
of God.
Her name is Angela from the Angels.